As our nation grapples right now with the vexed, horrifying issue of domestic violence, a Queensland theatre company is using the experiences of victims and perpetrators to tackle the issue in regional communities. People living outside the major city have fewer support services, and it can be especially hard to seek help in small towns where everyone knows everyone, that's even if help is there. A group in Bundaberg has spent the past 3 years developing a play about domestic violence with smaller communities in mind. It opens tomorrow night in Brisbane ahead of an extensive statewide tour. Cathy Van Extel dropped into rehearsals this week, and this story comes with a strong language warning.
My dad was very abusive as well. He used to, unbeknownst to us until later in life, he used to hit my mum and it'd be nothing for him to close his fist and punch me in the side of the head as he walked past. I just wanted a decent life for my kids. I wanted them to have a mum and a dad that loved them very much.
It All Begins With Love by Bundaberg's Creative Regions Arts Group draws on the stories of women from Bundaberg who volunteered to reveal the harm they suffered at the hands of their male partners. Their characters have no names. They're identified as numbers reflecting the way society views the problem in terms of statistics.
Character two, she's an amazing character to have survived what she survived because she actually sees domestic violence as a young girl. Her father is quite violent, but most of them are upstanding citizens. And so it's a dichotomy because you're living with somebody who's got two completely different characters. And she sort of follows that cycle. She's almost textbook in that she has a couple of relationships and they repeat these same sort of behaviours. So it's very sad.
Karen Crone is one of five female actors who gives life to the words of the 12 domestic violence victims and three perpetrators who agreed to be interviewed about their experiences for this verbatim theatre performance.
I was about to graduate. The night before, there was a celebratory barbecue for spouses. As the photos were being taken, I felt this enormous whack. Then my husband said,
"We're going now."
"Not now, the night's just started."
"Now."
We got in the car, we got to the valley, and he reached across me, opened the passenger door and pushed me out. While the car was going, pushed me onto the street.
"This is where you belong. This is where the whores live."
I caught a cab home. He was waiting.
"Where you been, whore?"
"That's enough." "No! I couldn't go to the graduation. He broke my cheekbone."
It's a hard-hitting play that has a powerful emotional effect on the actors as well as the audience. Director Rod Ainsworth says the script remains true to the original interviews.
Every single person who's been involved in this field for a long period of time says you have to leave the language in. You know, the language is part of, you know, it becomes a weapon or a barb or a, you know, it becomes something that gets used as a controlling mechanism. And, you know, by and large, I think to me that's the theme that's come out of this, is that this issue of control, power and control and what that looks like, hopefully people can see those characters in themselves or in someone else around them, and, you know, hopefully it affects some level of change.
The play is a 3-year project for Rod Ainsworth, who's been working closely with Bundaberg social service groups.
There were 4 agencies in Bundaberg who were referring their clients to us, and so they came into a room, and we always had a counsellor in the room with us when we had those interviews. Once all of the interviews were done, the community was incredible in terms of the feedback that they gave. And I remember the local magistrate at the time talking about how important it was to get people young and before this stuff happens.
Schools feature on the regional tour program that includes 16 communities. After the Brisbane opening, the next stop is Bundaberg, where Genevieve Houston is a family dispute resolution practitioner with Relationships Australia and Uniting Care Community. She says the victims who agreed to share their stories for this play wanted to end silence around domestic violence.
The largest danger with something as insidious as domestic and family violence is that people are silent for whatever reason, whether they think they won't be believed, whether they think that they deserve it, whether they think that this is their bed, they're going to lie in it. They often don't speak out.
The play only runs for 40 minutes. Afterwards, there's an audience question and answer session involving a counsellor. Genevieve Houston will be involved in the Brisbane, Bundaberg and Maribyrnong sessions. She says it's a particularly difficult time for Maribyrnong following the recent murder of a local woman who was run off the road on the Gold Coast and bashed with an iron bar after dropping her child off at a childcare centre. The victim's estranged partner has been charged over her death.
It's just sad, I think, that it takes a death or a number of deaths for people to finally go, hold on a sec, let's stop this. And certainly people in Maribyrnong are putting their money where their mouth is and supporting the production of the play there at a school level as well as a community level. They have actually funded the whole thing.
My heart lies here on the pillow.
My story is about watching my mother being abused by my father and also my younger brother, being abused by my father too, and the everlasting long life effect that has on you.
Actor Penny Everingham plays character 5, who's different to the other 4. She represents the view of an adult who, as a child, witnessed domestic violence.
I actually have a very successful relationship and family myself, but this constant thing about my father, I never get rid of it. It's always there and it's always just below the surface.
Tell me about the lullaby that you sing in the play.
Well, Rod actually wrote the lullaby. Character number 5's mother would sing a lullaby to her children after one of these episodes of violence that had gone on. You know, she sort of engulfed the children with this to make them feel better. They used to hide when it happened. And when she sang the lullaby, we knew we could come out.
Everything would break. Here it is, my beautiful babe. My heart for you. Good night.
So sad to think about, isn't it? That report from Kathy Van Extel. And It All Begins With Love opens tomorrow night in Brisbane and then will tour regional Queensland until the end of November.